Simeon took Jesus into his arms and blessed God. As we celebrate the presentation in the temple, this scene has been in my mind throughout this week, that here is this old man, upon seeing the child Jesus come into the temple through with Mary and Joseph, he walks over to Mary and in a way maybe just reaches out his arms as if to say, can I hold him? May have been a reaction of a mom of thinking, who are you? And pulls the child back. But that's not Mary. She hands him Jesus. And so here is Simeon getting to hold this precious baby, getting to hold the Son of God in his arms. And he is filled with such joy that he makes this prayer, now, Master, you may let your servant go in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation. His heart is in a way almost exploding with joy. He could say that, like the first reading, that Jesus is like that refiner's fire because he can feel his heart just being purified, being set ablaze, as his eyes get to peer upon the Savior of the world, his own Savior. And as I was meditating upon this scene, I looked over at Mary, and I saw her just smiling. Now, this is just personal for me. But there was just this gorgeous smile upon her face because she could see her son beginning to purify another soul, to enrich another heart, which is all that Mary wants. You see, that's why she doesn't pull back Jesus. She doesn't want to keep Jesus for herself, but rather she hands Jesus to Simeon just like she wants to hand him to you and to me. She wants us to be like Simeon. She wants us to take Jesus in a way into our arms so that we can hold our Savior too. So that we can allow him to set our hearts on fire. To allow that joy just to come bubbling up like it did for Simeon. Because she wants Christ to become present, not just in the temple, but in the temple of your body. To have a lasting home within you who are eternal. Because you understand the temple, it doesn't exist anymore. But you will exist forever. You are made eternal. And how much God then wants to live in you, and how Mary wants to bring Christ into you. Now one would say, but Father, that was 2,000 years ago. How are my eyes going to see the salvation? How am I going to be able to take Jesus into me? Well, we all know that answer. It's the Eucharist. You see, God continues to make himself present. So that when we come forward for Holy Communion, Mary is smiling because her son once again is not just being taken into our arms, but rather being taken into our bodies, into our temples, so that we may be set ablaze, so that we may be filled with his joy. May we then, as we celebrate the presentation of the Lord, look upon our salvation like Simeon did when the Eucharist is held up before us and when we come to receive Jesus, to receive him into our bodies. And maybe then as you're in the pew, pray once again that prayer of Simeon, but let it become your own prayer. knowing that Jesus has shown himself to you and has made his home in you. Praise be Jesus Christ through his mother Mary, now and forever. Amen.